Mattress Professionals.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:45.
She's a Grammy, Emmy, and Tony Award winner and a cultural icon to boot. Now, Cyndi Lauper has gone country with her new CD, Detour, which comes out tomorrow.
Hello, how are you?
I love the album cover with you in the sidecar looking back toward the where you've come from and heading for a detour. Is that how you think of this album?
Yes, I do. It's yet another one. But, you know, in life there are many detours, and some of them are really great, and this is one of them that was.
Now, I know you have your own fashion sense, and we know how you feel about kinky boots, but I have to ask you, now that you're singing with, like, you know, these great country artists like Emmylou Harris and Willie Nelson, are you wearing any country boots?
Oh, they hurt my feet a lot. So I'm going to try and just get shoes that don't hurt my feet. I actually had some shoes made. I'm hoping the guy will have them halfway through the tour so my feet don't fall off. You know, I just think there are a few things that are very rock and roll and country at the same time. And those are the things that I'll probably be wearing, because it is about the roots, and certainly the country music is the roots, and it's a lot of rockabilly. And so as a little kid growing up, you know, everything was westerns, and Saturday morning was always, you looked forward to a big potpourri of cap guns and a lot of sugar cereal, the pony sticks, the horse that ride on the, you know, the springs, and, you know, you just reenacted everything you were seeing on TV. You know, so,
yeah, right.
You know, except that I was Dale Evans, because no matter where that woman went, she looked good, okay? She looked good.
She was your role model. One final question. You have a Grammy, Emmy, Tony. What about an Oscar? Can you put the whole thing together and get that EGOT thing?
I want to. Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do. But I'm not sure how, but I really do want to get an EGOT. I'm looking for that Oscar. I hope to write a song that is Oscar worthy.
I think everybody would agree that you're one of the most unique performers that's ever come into our world, and we're so happy that we got a chance to talk to you again. We actually met you years ago at an event, and we tried to take a picture, and we couldn't, so Casey ran around to the back of you, and I took a picture from across the room.
And then
because I was walking out and I had no makeup on.
No. You just didn't want to be bothered. You were having a private conversation. But he was such a fan.
No, but where were we?
In Westchester at an event for, it was a
charity.
A charity.
I know. Yeah,
so,
I know.
Then
I in Westchester, they you all came.
Right.
All of them. I had to, yeah.
I think Meatloaf was there that night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I apologize to you 15 years later.
You don't have to apologize to me.
And that's what you said.
Again, if I see you again, we'll just take a picture. It'll be fine.
Cyndi, thanks for all the great memories, and we appreciate a couple of minutes.
You know what? Thank you, and I hope you like the new album. It's got a lot of great people on it. Vince Gill, Willie Nelson, Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, and Jewel, who happens to yodel like a bird. Enjoy. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right, bye.
That was like 20 years ago. You were like, Case, just go stand behind her. I'll take your picture. And I don't know who was crazier, you for suggesting it or me for doing it.
Or Cyndi Lauper for being her.
But she, you know, she lifted her head up and smiled, but she was having a conversation that was very, very rude, and I carried that for years, and I was so grateful to apologize to her about 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, that was your first mistake, listening to me.
Yeah, crazy. I never listened again after that.
That was one and done. And I do have that picture somewhere. I found it a couple of years ago.
It was on my refrigerator for years.
Yeah, I gotta find it again.
I'd like to see it. That was a Betsy Johnson dress.
Yeah, if I find it, I'll put it up on a Facebook page. And by the way, Cyndi's going to be at the Beacon Theater May 25th on her Detour tour with Boy George.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
Anyway, Cyndi Lauper, she's just one of the best. We love her. 100.7 WHUD. Here's one of her classics, Time After Time at WHUD.